The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Mechaber Sefer Gvul Rishonim on Erevin, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Ksuvus Daf Chav Zayin. Gemara, towards the bottom of Chav Zayin and Aleph, brings a Mishnah of Tahiris that discusses the case of Shnei Shvilin, of the two pathways. Echad Tomei ve'echad Tor. One of them was Tomei and one was Tor. V'holach ve'echad Mehen, and somebody walked down one path, v'asa Tahiris, and then they touched Tar the good things, and his friend came and walked down the second path. For also Tyrus, he also touched Tar the good things. Rabbi Yehuda says, if they each ask the shaila about themselves separately, what their halacha is, they're tar. Shneim ka'achas, if they ask the shaila at the same time, tameis, they're tameh, because since they ask the shaila at the same time, and it's impossible for both to be tar. So even though normally we say that Safik Tumah B'Shisrabim, if you have a question of Tumah B'Shisrabim, we say it's Tar, we could be Mekel on the Safik, but here it's impossible for both to be Tar, so we say that on the contrary, they're both going to be Tumi. Rabbi Yehuda says, Beinkach Tumayin. Under all circumstances, even if they ask the Shiloh separately, they're Tumi. And the Gemara explains, Rava or Rabbi Yochanan explains, that everyone really agrees, if they ask the Shiloh together at the same time, then of course they're both going to be Tomei, because we cannot be Matar both, because that would be a stira, that does not make any sense for both to be Tar. We know for sure that one of them is Tomei. But Zarachazel, they ask the Shiloh separately, everyone agrees that they are Tar. Each one can ask their own Shiloh, and they'll get a sack of their Tar, because they walk down the path of Shram, the might of Tumah, or might not. And Aloch is a Sovak Tumah, which Shram is Tar. The whole Machlok is this, if one comes to ask for himself and for his friend at the same time, is that considered like they're asking the Shiloh together, or is it considered like they're asking the Shiloh separately? Now, Tosfos Der Maaseh V'Holach points out that the case it discusses in this Mishnah in Tahiris is a case where one of them went afterwards and he touched Tahiris. He touched something that was Tar, and the question is, did that thing become Tomei? And his friend went down the second path and also touched something which was Tar, and the question is, did that thing become Tomei? And Tosfos says, V'Holchi Nokas V'Asa Tahiris. There's a reason why it discusses a case where they touched something Tar, and the question is, if that thing became Tomei. As far as the person himself is concerned, whether he's Tomei and has to go to the mikvah, or whether he's Tar and he doesn't have to worry about touching things in the future and about having any Tumah, in regards to the person himself, that's for sure, that both these two people who might be Tomei will make them go to the mikvah, will make them have shpritz on them from the paraduma, if it's a question of Tumas Meis, because we're afraid that they might come to a definite Tumah. If we don't make them both go and become Tar, we're afraid they might both touch the same loaf of bread, and then for sure that loaf of bread will become Tumah. And there will be no way to make on the Safek, it won't be a Safek. If they both touch the same loaf of bread, it will for sure become Tumah. Therefore we tell them, Zilu Tfulu, go be Toivo. The Naira Kamaichu, the river's in front of you, so you may as well go be Toivo. Now, Tosfos did not make up this idea on his own, that even by Safek Tumah Shrab, we say, Hanara Kamaichu, the river's in front of you, Zilu Tfulu, go be Toivo. Tosfos seems to be coming off a Gemara in the Vayezar of Lam Zayin of Abayz. The Gemara in the Vayezar of Lam Zayin of Abayz is first coming to explain a statement that was said about Yosef and Yezer, that he was matir, he was matar certain things. Because he was mekel on certain things, they called him Yosef Sharia. Yosef was matir different things. And one of the things he was matir is that the yikir of the mesa, someone who comes close to a mace, mesov, he becomes tomei. And the Gemara asks, that's not a kula, that's not something he was lenient about, that he said someone who comes close to a mace becomes tomei, that's something he was machmir about. So there's different pshatim in the Gemara what that statement was that he said and how it was a kula and not a chumra. And Rav Nachman says, Savak Tumah B'Shisrabim Hitalem. He was matir for them, Savak Tumah B'Shisrabim. And because he was matir Savak Tumah B'Shisrabim, that's what it means that he said only someone who definitely came close to a mace is Tameh. But someone who's not sure if he came close to a mace, he's Tar. We can make on the Safik. We can say that he's Tar if we're not sure if he touched the mace and it was no B'Shisrabim, we can make on the Safik. So the Gemara asks, that's not a chiddush of Yosef and Yezer. He was the one who introduced this kula, this leniency. It's halacha l'shmi Sinai. It learned from Saita that Safek Tumah B'Shayachid is Tameh, but Safek Tumah B'Shisrabim is Tar. So the Gemara explains that Rabbi Yochanan said that used to be halacha v'ein marinkin. Really, the Talmid Chachamim knew this was the halacha, that Safek Tumah B'Shisrabim is Tar. V'ein marinkin, the Rashi explains, they're not Meir B'Rab, they did not publicize this halacha. The Lazal's Lubot Feh, they didn't want people to take Tumah lightly, especially Tumah in the public place, and therefore they did not publicize this halacha that Safek Tumah B'Shisrabim is Tar. He came, he publicized it. He has publicized it, the Marbrings of Raisa, that he made simonim, that people should know which point on the street is considered public, where it becomes someone's private property, and the halacha of Safek Tumah changes. He was the one who publicized that, made clear the parameters of what was considered Shisrabim, what was considered Shisrabim in regard to Tumah, and because he was the one who made clear and made public this halacha of Safek Tumah B'Shisrabim Tar, he was called Yosef Sharia. Then the Gemara says, Kosmakami Derbiane, when people come in front of Rabbianai, who had a case of something to Mr. Rabban, they became possibly Tomei, or possibly did not become Tomei, by something that happened in a public place. So even though the halacha really is a subject to Mr. Rabban's tar, Amalur Rabbiani would tell them, Hamai Bishikasa de Benora, there's water available in the river anyways, Vilu Tfulu Gobi Toivo. It would seem from the continuation of the Gemara that it is going along with what the Gemara said. They did not really want to publicize the fact that something to Mr. Rabban's tar. So someone came, why does something to Mr. Rabban? Rabbiani did not want to tell them. That's not really a problem. So he would tell them they have to go into the mikvah and be Toivo. Rabbi Kvegan Gilin Hashas over there sends us to a Rash in the beginning of Perkei and Tyrus. The Rash is discussing some Tanom over there who seem to argue on the concept of something to Mr. Rabban Tar. And the Rash says that no one argues on it. It's a concept that's found all over Shas. Those Tanom, they only argue, and they say that we don't say something to Mr. Rabban Tar in regards to the person, in regards to the Tyrus that the people touch, in regards to that, everyone agrees to something to Mr. Rabban Tar. But the guards, the person themselves, if they have an Eitzah, there's a solution for them. They can go be Toivol and become Tar. We're Machayiv them to be Toivol, and we say that we're not making all the Sabbath for them. They have to be Toivol until they're Toivol. Misavak Ramachmer. And the Rash says that we find that everyone agrees that L'chatchila you have to be Toivol. Like it says in this Gemara, that Biani would say, Hamayiv Shikasa de Benar, there's wood in the river anyways, go be Toivol. But since everyone agrees that L'chatchila, the people who might have become Tomei, Irishtarabim, have to be Toivol, so those Tanam, we know Pasta goes to Tanam, but those Tanam felt that's not just L'chatchila you have to be Toivol, it's a real halacha that the people themselves who had a Savik to Mr. Rabban, they have to be Toivol. And if they're not Toivol, we say Misavik or Machmer, we say Misavik the Tomei, the things that they touched, they have a Savik. Those things we can make along. They're talking about the touch food or things like that that do not have tefillah in the mikvah. There's no way to retire them. We can make along the sofik. Since it was sofik to Mr. Rabban, we can be lenient and say that those things do not become tamid. The people themselves, we have to be machmer. And the Rash brings this gemara that you see that everyone agrees that l'chatchila, the people who have a sofik to Mr. Rabban, they have to be tevil. So we see from this that it's a real halacha that l'chatchila, someone who has a sofik to Mr. Rabban, they have to be tevil. They cannot assume that they are tar just because there's a halacha of sofik to Mr. Rabban tar. Now this Gemara and this Halacha could actually play a role in Halacha L'mayis in our times. There's a Tshuva on Shaul's Tshuva Samos Chaim from the Yisrael Chaim Zonnefeld Zatzal, from Yerushalayim, from close to 100 years ago, where he discusses a certain case of a Sofik Tefilas Kelim. It was a case of a Shaul of a certain type of Keli near Tefilas Kelim. We're not going to get involved in the details of the case, the Tshuva Negers Moshe for Moshe about the case. The Moshe has his own personal opinion if that Keli needs Tefilah or not. But the Rabbi Yisrael Chaim Zonnefeld, he sets up the general gisha, the general approach to Sveikis and Tfilas Kalim. He says the Sofik, it's a hard Shiloh, and he brings this Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Since the Gemara says that by Sofik to Mr. Rabban, the Gemara says, we have water anyway, just go be Toivol. So he says the same would apply in regards to Tfilas Kalim. There's a Sofik of Tfilas Kalim. If something of Kali has to be Toivol or not, you get a new Kali. It's not clear if a Pialocha has to be Toivol. Maybe it's Machalik in the Paiskim, maybe it's some other type of Shiloh. Since we have water, we have enough Kalim mikvahs available to be Toivol. We're not talking about someone who's living in a far-fetched place. And there's no mikvah there. Since talking about someone lives in the regular Jewish community where there's a mikvah, we tell Kalim, so even if it's a Sofik, we tell them to tell the Kli. He brings this Gemara, and he also references the Rambam in Perek Tzvav, in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Halacha Tes, that seems to pass in the Gemara. The Gemara says that somebody who has a Sofik to Mr. Rabban, Kshiyav L'Shom, and comes to ask us the Halacha, Amin Lovi Talmud, Tavalta, if you're Tavalta, Imika Chefsi. They didn't lose anything. And Tavalta, if he comes and tells us Tavalta, Harei Zim Hashuvach, we praise him. And Lovi Talmud, if he wasn't Tavalta, also Tyrus, he touched Torah, the good things, then we can make on those things. Sovik Mishra Rama Tar, Sovik Tum Mishra Rama Tar. But the Chachil, you see, there's Indian, that person should be Tovah. We see that's the halacha. Now, the Rambam in Perek Vav, Mehilkos Brachos, halacha Tez Vav, in discussion of the case of Sovik Atil Shadayim, is Mekel. The Rambam says, Maim Shastapik Loi, and Nasa Dem Malacha Le Nasa. If you have water, you're not sure if Malacha was done with them or not, you're not sure if they're kosher for Atil Shadayim, you're not sure if they have a shear or not, you're not sure if this wood is tar or tamei, you're not sure if you actually wash tilas daim or not. The Rambam says the sofik of tilas daim is tar. She calls sofik she betayris yadayim tar. Any sofik about tumas yadayim and tayris yadayim in regards to the tilas daim for bread, for a suda, you can make on this tar. And the Rambam says, nasogas raivit, kosa raivizav, and calls that, and nevertheless, amyesh lamayim lirchus, if he has other work to wash his hands with, amrin like kumrachos, we encourage him, we tell him, go wash your hands, v'hoitzi atzbach on the sofik, and remove yourself from the sofik. And the Mepharshim and the Kelim say the Rabbi is coming up this Gemara in Avodah Zarah. This is another manifestation of this halacha. That if there's water available, Zilut Fulu, it's good to go be Tevil. It manifests itself in regards to Tilas Kelim, that we have water to be Tevil Kelim in on a Sofik. And it also comes out in regards to Tilas Naim, if someone has other water available, he's not sure if his Tilas Naim was kosher or not, or he's not sure if he washed Tilas Naim or not, he's just washed Tilas Naim again with kosher water. And this way he knows for sure he washed the kosher with Tilas Naim. This is the opinion of the Ravid. The Rambam seems to say now like that. The Rambam says if you may go on any Sofik Tilas Naim, and the Kelim and Mepharshim are bothered by that, what does the Rambam do with this Gemara? So the Kesef Mishnah says that the Rambam felt that Tumas Adayim, since it's completely Drabbanan, doesn't have any Ikkum in the Torah, no source in the Torah, so therefore, we can make on the Safek, even if we have water available. As opposed to the Gemara, by Safek Tumim B'Shrabim, we're talking about a Tumah, which is a real Derayis in the Gemara, just as Halachim in the Torah, Safek Tumim B'Shrabim is Tar, but then if one has water available, it's better to be Tovel. And then we would say, regards to Tchilas Kelim also, Tchilas Kelim is very often a Safek Derayis, if it's a metal Kelim, Klimachis, Tchilas Kelim is a Halachim in the Torah, it's a Derayis in the Halachim. Even like klitzchuches, glass kelim, and other kelim, which tefillah is only drabbanon, but definitely tefillah's kelim is a concept that's ikum in the Torah, has a source, has the asserted in the Torah, and therefore, according to the Kesef Mishnah, it will come out, maybe the Rambam would agree, that one is a selfing in tefillah's kelim, according to the Psach of Yisrael Chaim Zonenfeld, that we could apply this kemara to tefillah's kelim. It would seem the Rambam would agree that once you're machmer on the selfing, and once you're retitled with the kelim, since it's something which is a derived concept that comes from the Torah, unlike the tefillah's daim, which is completely manufactured by the Rabban, manufactured by Chazal. However, the Migdal Oiz deals with the Asagas of Raivin. He says, the whole Asag of the Raivin's whole problem of the Rambam, it's not a Tainan. Because in the Mishnayis and the Yadayim, it makes no mention of any Shalacha that was water available, you should wash the Yadayim again. Not in the Mishnayis and the Yadayim, not in the Tesefta. And the Rambam is bringing Mishnayis, Teseftas, and from Chazal, the Dinam, which says, Beforish by Misach Chazayim, by Tfilah Tumas Yadayim. And it's not the Rambam's job to bring other halachos to come from other places that are not clearly talking about the Mizadayim. And then he fears Oyes, he finishes up the Migdalois. Someone wants the Machmer to wash the Mizadayim the extra time, if he has water available anyway, Tavla Brocha, he'll get a Brocha. It's a nice thing to do. But since it's not mentioned anywhere in Mesech Sedayim, the reason why it's not mentioned in Mesech Sedayim is because it's not a halacha in Hilchos Tehillah Sedayim that one is a subject about Tehillah Sedayim and he has other water available that he's mechuyev to wash Tehillah Sedayim again. It's a nice concept if someone's water available, he may as well do it again. Tavla Brocha, he'll get a Brocha, he'll be avenged. It's a nice thing for him to do, he'll get tzchar for it. But it's not a real halacha, you have to do it. The truth is, if we look inside our Rambam Hilchos Avos HaTumah, that's really what the Rambam said in regard to Tavla Tumah Shrabim itself. The Rambam says, if he comes to ask us about something to Mishraim, we tell him, Tavalta, if you're Tovim, Eimika Chesed. He didn't lose anything. He doesn't say that we encourage him, we tell him, you have to be Tovim. Im Taval, then if he's Tovim, or if he comes to us and tells us he was Tovim, Harezim Meshuvach. That's Mamish what the Migloi says. Tovim of Bracha, he'll get a Bracha for it. Harezim Meshuvach, he'll be praised. It would seem that the Migloi has a clear shot in Rambam, but the Rambam goes to Shitase, but he'll still die in Hilchus Brachas. Straight from Hilchos Avos HaTumah, the Rambam's opinion is that Rabbi Yana was not saying there's a halacha that was water available in Mechuyev B'Tovel. The Rambam was just saying that if someone does that, Harei Zem Meshuvach, Tovel Bracha, he'll get a Bracha. It's a good thing for a person to do. But not that the Psak is that we tell him that he has to be Tovel, not the Psak is that we tell him he has to wash the Slime again. And that's why the Rambam Hilchos Brachos does not say that one has to wash the Slime a second time. Then it will come out in regards to Tfilas Kalim. Again, it will come out the same thing that according to the Rambam, we would say that one of the Sovereign Tfilas Kalim, assuming that's the case, that he's not mechuyev, it's not something to write, so he's mechuyev in the Torah, he's not mechuyev to do the tefillas kelim. The Rambam would say, "Harei zeh meshuvach." It's a nice thing for someone to do the tefillas kelim, since we have mechuyev available with water, but we'd not be able to mechayev him to do it, as opposed to the Ravid, who would say he's mechuyev to do it. If one looks in Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Tefillas Daim, and Arachaim Simuk of Samach Sif Yud Aleph, the Rambam seems to be brought down as the main shita that someone who's solving tefillas daim does not have to wash tefillas daim again. The Ravid is brought down as Yesh Omrim. The Yesh Omrim, that was water available, he should wash Tehillas Daim again. It would seem that the Rambam is the main shita. That's usually the rule of Stam, the Yesh Omrim, Malacha Kastam. The shita that's brought down as a Stam, that's the main shita in Shulchan Aruch. The Rav is the extra shita that's brought down that one should wash Tehillas Daim again. It would seem that the Ikra would be the main shita would be like the Rambam, the one that's not to wash Tehillas Daim again. And the way the Migdal Oiz explains, that means to be Tavla Brach, it would be a nice thing to wash Tehillas Daim again, but it's not Mukhif to do it. And the same would seem to apply in regards to Tefillas Kelim and in other areas of Halacha. However, here the Mishnah Berurah seems to say that one should go with the Ravid and one should wash this time again. He says that it's Machlokes Achronim. Some say even if he doesn't have water easily available, he should try to get his hands in other water, because this time is more chomer, it's more stringent, because since someone is not careful this time, it's maybe the anis, it brings to poverty, it could cause them to become poor. So therefore, it's minaroi, it's appropriate that one should be extra careful in Tehillas Daim, and certainly one should do like the Ravid, that if he has extra water available, he should wash Tehillas Daim. Especially the way we're saying that, according to the Migdal Oiz, that even the Rambam would agree that Terez of Meshuvach is Tavla of Rocha, who gets Char for doing it. The Kesef Mishnah learned that according to the Rambam, that Tehillas Daim, which has no source in the Torah, there's no reason to wash again. The way the Migdal Oiz explained, it's not a split between Tehillas Daim and Tavla Tumish Rambam and anything else. It's a general cloud, the Rambam holds that you're not mechuyev to do the tefillah, you're not mechuyev to do the extra Tehillas Daim, but Terez of Meshuvach, you'll get Char, the good thing if you do it. And the Ravid holds him a chliv to do. So certainly by Tehillas Daim, which is something if someone's not careful and it can bring to poverty, certainly here we have what the Mishnah Berurah brings to the Achronim, the one should be careful to wash Tehillas Daim the extra time. The Ravid holds him a chliv to, and even according to the Rambam, it's a good thing. Now, another place where we could have a practical nafkamina from this halacha of our gemara of amayi ben nahara zilut tefulah, if this water available, it's worth it to be machmir, but sovek tumrish terabim. And the way the Rash said, that everyone agrees, lachachilu one has to be machmir, but sovek tumrish terabim. The Rabbim holds it's a raise of meshubach. It's a good thing to be careful about sovek tumrish terabim. If one has the choice, the Rabbim seems to hold it's halacha, that's easy for one to avoid. One should avoid being making on something to Mr. Rabbim. Another place where this could have a practical manifestation is in regard to Tumas Kainim. If a Kain is a Sovak, there's Tumah at a certain place. Sometimes a Kain might have a Sovak, there's Tumah in the hospital, he's allowed to walk into the hospital. Sometimes there might be a child driving on a certain road, but there's an overhang of trees that's near a cemetery that's next to the road, and there might be a question of this Tumah over there. So the Rashba says in Shubas, Nechilik Alv, Simon Pei Gimel, that the Sovak to Mr. Rabbim applies in regard to Tumas Kahanim as well, as in regard to Tumas Oil for Tumas Kahanim. So therefore the Kahanim would have the right, and Ikar Adin, if it would be a Sovak, they would have the right to make on, not to worry about the Tumah over there. But the way we're saying, Amayib and Nahar Zilut Fulof, is the easy way to avoid it. If it's unnecessary for them to go in that lane of the road, if it's unnecessary, if they don't have a good reason why they would have to go into the hospital, it would be better for them to be Machmer. The Rabbim would say, it's a raise of Meshubuch to be Machmer. The Rabbit and the Rash might say even more strongly that if they have a choice, they would have to be Machmer and avoid getting involved in the Sovak Tumash Rabbim. However, Ikar Adin Halacha Sovak Tumash Rabbim is Tar, and therefore, if somebody did go into a place Sovak Tumash Rabbim and then they touched something afterwards, of course, the Halacha is the what they touched will be Tar, like it says in our Gemara and many Gemaras in Sass, that Sovak Tumash Rabbim is Tar.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.